Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, everybody? Good morning and welcome back to Monday Mastery, 5 minutes that's going to kickstart your week the right way. Now, guys, I hope you've all had a fantastic weekend. You're all refreshed, recharged, and ready to dominate this week. Now, today's podcast, episode number 34, is called Refining and Testing. Now, it's a short and sharp podcast, but one that I hope is going to be very impactful for you. You see, a lot of people study certain methodologies, they learn a few more things, and they just see them as gospel. They see them as exactly the way that you should be working. And one thing that we've got to understand is that we are in a service industry. We are working with people's bodies. We are working with physiology. We're working alongside psychology. And you are different to everybody else. Your goals are different to everybody else. How you present your marketing is going to be unique to you. And there'll be a unique group of people that will follow it, maybe engage with it, and hopefully buy from you. But when it comes to refining and testing, something that I learnt later on into my career, actually, was that every system that I put in place, it didn't mean it was going to work. I had to refine it, tweak it, make adjustments, and then test that new version of the program or test that new version of my marketing. And then I had to record exactly what I was seeing. You see, very, very few of you have any stats. You know, I perform a lot of Skype calls. I mentor a lot of coaches all over the world. And one of the things that we always start off with is figures, is data. And very few coaches, business owners, fitness entrepreneurs, very few of you actually have data. So when it comes to data, the first thing that I'm going to really hit you with, because this is a very, very important subject, is sales. You see, each of you will speak to people face to face or on calls to close the deal, to take somebody from a inquiry to hopefully investing and paying in your product or service. And the way that you convert a sale, the way that you talk to people, you might get to the end of it and go, I wasn't very happy with that. But again, many of you will just go straight into the next one and repeat exactly the same. But that's not the way to achieve success. There was something that you could change about what you just did, something that you could write down, something that you could acknowledge, that when you did it again, the ability to close that, the ability to nip it in the bud, to get the sale, would convert way better if you just reassessed and reevaluated and came back to it fresh next time. Marketing, Facebook posts, Facebook videos, Instagram posts, Instagram videos. Are you doing the same thing over and over again? What is your engagement rate like? Engagement, how are people interacting with your content? Are people actually understanding the message that you're trying to put out there? Are you putting it out in a way that people actually can relate to? Is there different ways that you can change your graphics? Are there different ways you can do your video? Are you doing your research on other people's social media platforms to see whether yours could be any different? Are you reaching out and speaking to people that are doing a good job? You may know somebody that's doing a good job. Is there something that they could help you with? Could you pay for a bit of their time to learn something? Because don't forget, if you're not investing your time in refining and testing your processes, you're going to just repeat doing the same thing. And then finally, your programming. Every client's different. Every client's got an adrenal level that they can handle with training volume and recovery. Everybody's got different lifestyle factors, different experience with training. And this is why there is no one size fits all for every type of programming. So, you know, you can test a program, you can look at recovery measures, you can look at performance markers, you can see whether or not the program is changing. But again, with programming, you're refining and testing everything that you're doing. So just three there today: programming, sales, and marketing. Three key areas that if you refined a little bit more, if you tested regularly, and then if you recorded your data and analyzed what you're seeing, and then from what you're seeing made changes. And don't worry, guys, if you make a change and it doesn't work, you can strike it through as not being effective. You can go back to something and make another little tweak. But you will see a big difference between those that are successful and those that are stagnating. The people that are successful will always refine, test, and progress. Refine, test, and progress. And if you're not, it's going to take you a lot longer to get any further towards your goals. Guys, that was Monday Mastery. As always, please do drop me a message on Instagram, drop me an Insta story. You know, if you've interacted with me before, that I always message you back. And it's great to know that the podcast is having so much influence on you all. As always, guys, remember our education program for 2018. All of our dates are available at m10life.com/education. Early bird prices are available. We've got fantastic seminars and courses on throughout the year and lots more to come. I hope you have a great day and an awesome kickstart to your week. Take care, guys.